Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How much are you willing to give up?
Nothing.
Next.
This is actually a millennial thing. I would think that you would be all about the FIRE movement. Have you heard about this?
Oh, there was that festival that failed down in the Caribbean?
No, not that.
No. The path that my career is on right now?
That FIRE burning sensation I have in my butt.
So this.
Okay. I had wings for
so
Super Bowl.
This is the topic of the Seven Figures podcast, sponsored by Family First Credit Union. And this is a really interesting conversation. So there's this big controversy around this movement, which some people call it a new movement, but other people say it's been around forever. Just some millennials are claiming it to be their idea. But the FIRE philosophy, and it stands for Financial Independence Retire Early.
Ooh.
So these are people who are like, hey, you want to retire at 30 years old? This is what you have to do.
At 30?
30. These are like hardcore FIRE followers.
Wow.
Retire at 30.
When do they start?
16, right?
In utero?
Probably 18.
In utero?
Yeah. It's all about really what you're willing to give up. If you are willing to give up all the extras in life, you can achieve financial independence. But then the controversy is, should you retire at 30? Is that really going to pan out? What happens when you're really 65, 80? Can you really sustain it? So that's where the controversy comes in. So everyone's really focused on the financial independence part, how to get there. And it really is, what are you willing to give up? Because these FIRE movement advocates are like living in campers in the middle of the woods, like off the grid people.
Nice.
Or riding their bikes to work.
And not spending a cent. Saving everything.
Only spending money on what brings them. Ready for it?
What?
This is like the 2019 phrase. What brings them true joy.
Oh. Well, I wonder if people would. Maybe this could be a generation today or one day. But I wonder if, given the option, from the age of 18 to 30, you live bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
No happy hours, no Woodstock, depending on how old you are, no
restaurants,
Coachella if you're a little younger.
Mm-hmm.
For what's that, 12 years of bare necessities.
Mm-hmm.
Just what
brings
you
to be financially stable from 30 till death.
That's what the idea is.
Or if you're a young 18-year-old in Greece living with your parents till you're 30.
Sure.
Right.
Whatever gives you financial. So then you are like, their idea is, and it really is an interesting interview. If you want to listen, it's on the radio.com app, Seven Figures. But the idea is, even if you go into work and it's painful to walk through that front door of your office because you just hate the stress and the people you work with and all of it, if work doesn't bring you true joy,
mm-hmm,
pull the chute, bail out, find something else to do.
Fascinating take on becoming financially independent. That's awesome. So it's up now? It's ready to go?
Yeah. And then see if you would. I don't know if, like, I think it tends to be the older generation that is not bought into this movement.
No?
As much as you kids are. Because you're all about your small houses, you know, that trend.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm into the extravagant lifestyle. I buy whatever I want. I have a nice car. I have a small business. I have multiple like MacBooks and Apple products and flat screen TVs and live in a fancy apartment.
You could never do this, could you?
But if God or whoever or a scientist came with a time machine and said, go back and live bare minimum from 18 to 30 and you could be financially stable for the rest of your life.
Next year would be your 30th mm-hmm, birthday, right?
Yeah.
You would retire next year according to this.
Mm-hmm.
Or be able
philosophy
to retire.
Yes.
Right.
Be
right
able to retire. That's the key.
Oh,
not
you
really.
Do it? Would you do it?
I think I would. I think I would. I mean, I don't really regret anything because I had a great set of 20s and it shaped me to be me, and I'm pretty happy with who I am. But man, having whatever retirement, 100,000 or a million or whatever money they say you can have in the bank, or just not even being in any kind of debt and having some kind of cushion could be well worth giving all that up to live in my 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s financially stable.
Doing what you really want to do.
You could live 30 years as a hermit and then 60 years as a baller. Instead of 30 years as a baller.
Start now, you're saying?
And 60 years as a hermit.
Go reverse.
Yeah.
Well, now people are living to 100. So, like, Scott's at halftime right now. 50 years old, halftime.
Nice.
What I'm saying is 60 years, that would put you at 90. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. If I could go back and do it again, of course I would.
Would
I
got you?
Both of my kids, they're both totally opposite of each other, right? One of them is going to be a zillionaire. The other one is working to, like old school, like dad, right? The other one is off on his own little.
We can't
wrap my head around it. But
your
he's doing
son
it.
Anthony is more of the fire movement type person, not an extreme. Those extremes are wackadoos, think personally. But I mean, they're weird.
It can't be mentally healthy.
The extreme people make their own clothes, craft their own furniture. I mean, that is just.
We had hippies when we were growing up, so they're basically hippies. Tech hippies.
Well, socially, it can't be healthy because you're not experiencing the real 20s, what other people do. So therefore, you're not growing the same way with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when you go into you decide to start a business and you're trying to get customers or whatever at 30, because that's what you want to do when you retire. Start a small business where you sell, I don't know, mason jars or something. To have a conversation with somebody and relate to them about anything you can't do because you didn't have a social experience at all with them. Because I'd imagine what brings you joy is not including happy hour every weekend.
Yeah. Well, even if,
yeah.
And it's funny because it reminded me of the statement that the president said about upstate New York that was all over the news yesterday and on social media. It said, if New York isn't going to treat them better, talking about us residents, I would recommend they go to another state where they can get a great job. And it made me think about the difference of the types of employment that the options that you have here in Western New York or anywhere in the country, really. And it's working for a company or going out on your own and starting a business.
Mm.
And if you've done one your whole life or if you've done both your whole life, I bet there are people out there that would love to hear your input and what you've gone through. And if you regret the option that you took at 222-2899 with the generation segment here on The Buzz.
You know, coming from me, the oldest guy in the room, age-wise, that is, I would, if I could go back, I'd probably want to work for myself.
Would you really?
Yeah, than for a company, yeah.
I don't think I ever could, to be honest with
really?
You. I don't think I am, and I guess it's more of a personality thing. I'm just like a good little soldier. Just tell me what you want me to do. I'll do it. I'm not, I don't go home at night and stress about is the company crashing. If you're making a bad decision, hey, this is your company, whatever. I'll just follow what you say.
I'm going to tell you why I feel like I do. Because because I've never done it, and I know that you always think the grass is greener on the other side.
Sure.
But I've never been one to conform. I've always wanted to break the mold and do it the other way and not follow rules and all that kind of stuff. And I think maybe the creativity part stifled more than being able to do that. So if I was able to do that on my own and create some kind of work for myself scenario, maybe it would have been not necessarily richer, but happier? Maybe in this from a 50-something guy.
Yeah, if you're looking to call it 222-2899 and you're even in your mid to late 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, doesn't matter. Picture trying to give advice to someone my age, 30 years old. Been in the workforce since high school. Got a taste of both. Right now, I have a job here, obviously, working for somebody else. And I own a very, very, very small business. So I'm getting a little taste of both. If I was on the fence to go one way or the other as a 30-year-old to go all in and kind of leave the business as it is and do it on the weekends and at night and whenever I have time and really focus on working for someone else, or would you tell someone like me to go all in on my business, my small business, 100%?
What would you do? What brings
what
you
do?
True joy is the phrase of 2019.
Marie Kondo.
The lady who helps people clean their closets on Netflix?
Yes, exactly.
Do you know yet? No, I really don't. I don't. Because like Scott said, I'll admit this in the most self-deprecating way as possible. I am a control freak. I want to be able to make the decisions, execute those decisions without going up and down a corporate ladder.
Mm-hmm.
On that side of the coin. On the other side of the coin, having a steady paycheck is pretty nice with health insurance, mm-hmm. 401k, benefits, sick days, vacation.
Yeah.
When you're a business
yeah.
owner, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm stating the obvious here. You don't go to work, you don't make money until you get to a certain point, of
now,
course.
There are more in, I mean, the entrepreneurial spirit is all over the place now with the younger generation, with your generation, toying with the idea, right? Mm-hmm. But with the guests that I've interviewed on the Seven Figures podcast, it reinforces my reason why I do not want to be an entrepreneur. Because that you assume them that they're all rich, yeah. and that's not the case.
No.
It takes a while to get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of BS you have to deal with that I just don't want to deal
with. Yeah, you want to deal with payroll for four or five people? You want to deal with,
and that,
you know, people
failure.
Call them failure? Yeah.
That's a huge
no
stress.
Backup.
You
yeah.
you are up at night figuring out, how am I going to pay my people? Because you're not bringing in the money at first.
Well, you're the CEO and you're also the janitor and everywhere
yeah.
in between.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no one to blame. There's no boss to be like, oh, that guy's stupid. Or there's no... manager that goes, she doesn't know what she's talking about.
And you're also the parent. You're also a caregiver.
You do have to treat your employees like children. I don't know. What do you guys think? 222-289.
Hi, The Buzz. It's Generations. What's your generation?
I am 53.
Okay.
So what advice would you give to a 30-year-old who's on the fence about working for a company for the rest of their career or working for themselves?
Oh, working for themselves. I started out as a blue collar, went to white collar, you know, the corporate sales and all that. Happy stuff, stressful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have I started a painting company called On the Mark Painting.
There
but anyways, so I started that. I kind of fell into it. And the stress, my stress level went from, 1,000 to negative, numbers.
Really?
I do what I can do. And I always made ends meet with things. And I just think, at that age, I was around in my late 30s when I started this, and it's still going strong. And I think for someone that age, or even my age, starting something new, you should try, at least try it, you know?
It's funny you said painter, because my best friend, who's older than me, he just turned 40 last weekend. He did the same exact thing. He was doing blue-collar stuff, went to Rutgers University, got a degree in English, which is like their program is so prestigious that he could have went anywhere and got a teaching job. But he always liked to paint on the side, so he decided to go all in on painting the last 2 years. And when I saw him last week, and he goes, I wish I did this 10 years ago.
Really?
I wish I dropped out of college. I wish I just let it all behind and went all in on this 10 years ago.
So what made working for the corporate world more stressful when you said it went from 100 to zero in stress level?
Well, because I was at Gannett selling retail advertising, and every time you sold something, the next month or the next month for the next year is like more. There wasn't more. And then when you had a loss, it's like, oh, your job's in jeopardy. It's like, oh my God, I used to. Sunday nights were the worst. I had to think about my week, and I would have panic attacks.
Wow.
And then when I started doing this on the side, I was actually doing it 3 days a week as I was still selling, you know, like after work, and I was like, oh, my God, this feels like vacation, you know? And then
about the downsides of entrepreneurialism, like your health care and the 401k and savings and stuff like that?
Well, when you make your money, you just can't be goofy with it. You know, if you don't have any bad habits, like some painters, you just kind of do your thing. And there's times, believe me, there's times there's no work for a few days, maybe even a week or longer, but you need to milk out what you gain, because some people make a big score and then they're like, oh, I could buy all this. All of a sudden, now 3 weeks later, they don't have work and they're like, I got no money. It's like,
dude, where were you when I had to paint my basement stairs? What a pain in the butt.
Oh, I would have banged that out in no time.
I love it. On the Mark Painting, huh?
On the Mark Painting. And I also partnership with my brother. We have a dust-free tile removal business. We're the only ones north of Florida that have this. It's just, it's hard to sell that. No one knows what it is. We've done the Marriott. We've done stuff. We've done some residential. But my brother's a flooring contractor, so we kind of put things together. But that's kind of hit and miss, but it's so brand new that no one knows about it because there's so much dust in the air. But we got the vacuums. We got the right equipment.
No wonder you're successful. You're a very good marketer. You know when to take advantage of an opportunity.
Gotta go, man. Thanks. Take it easy. Hi to Buzz. How old are you? What's your generation?
Oh, I'm 30. This is Steven, one of the Steves.
Steven James Construction.
Yep. I've been at this for 4 years now, and I tell you what, I still think about going back for the hourly because this is just stressful sometimes.
I mean, it probably doesn't help that you partnered up with three people who have the same name. It gets confusing.
And that's not even it. It's just the payroll, constantly thinking about it, constantly trying to make sure I get paid so I can pay these people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I've been shorted a few times where my money was put out a few months, and I got to dip into my personal bank account, pick the old lady off, and pay my guy.
Right, right. Thanks, man. See, look at that. Two opposite ones. Hi to Buzz. You're on Generations. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's your generation, and what would you rather do? You'd rather work for a company or work for yourself?
Well, I've done both. Scott and I are about the same age.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, it's not a company, it's a school, actually, but, you know, you get all the benefits, all that. But I ran a company for 7 years, and the one piece of advice I would give someone younger is it's not easy. It may sound like, you know, oh, this is great, I'm my own boss.
Yeah, I'm a business owner. It sounds sexy.
It sounds great. It really does. Oh, I can come and go as I please. Well, that's not the case. I had 19 employees, and I was there, but I pretty much lived there 7 days a week, and I never made a lot of money doing it. You know, I gave a lot of people jobs. You know, gave people paychecks and whatnot, but it was really, really stressful.
See, I think that would be my problem. I want to help people be financially free, that I would probably overpay my employees way too much. You ask for a raise? Okay, honey, I'll give it to you.
It's modern marketing.
I kind of would do that with people who I felt like, well, I can't afford to lose this person, right? Because they're that good.
Yeah, I would do the same.
So you're paying them really pretty much more than you're taking yourself.
I was talking to a guy, Ron Geck. He owns Geck Plumbing Supply.
Oh, and love him. He's
yeah,
nice.
They listen all the time to the Buzz there in the shop. Very cool. And he's saying, because he sees business owners come in the plumbing supply constantly. There's people as big as the big names you see on TV or hear about on the radio. Then there's guys who have one or two plumbing trucks where they have one or two employees. And he says those guys are the happiest, the small business owners that keep it small and keep it simple.
Mm. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your advice, opinion, and wisdom.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.